Hello children, my name is Sneha Atrekar.
And my name is Shravya Atrekar.
Together today, we will tell you the story of
Bookish Becky.
When Becky was 5, Mama began reading stories to her at bedtime. The stories would often be about fairies and princesses and beautiful kingdoms. 5-year-old Becky's life now revolved around books. She would look for a story in everything. Her favorite place was the library. Mama had told her, books are our best friends. They help us learn new things. They tell us stories from all over the world without us having to travel everywhere. Becky learned slowly and steadily to learn and read books herself. She would now be called Bookish Becky by her teachers and friends. She loved her books so much that she would not part with them even when she slept. One day, Becky was playing with her friends, Tina and Amy. The girls played around the garden outside their house, and after a lot of prancing around on the slides and swings and seesaws, they got tired and sat on a bench in the garden. While Tina and Amy began to talk about their friends and teachers and toys, Becky kept talking about books and stories. Tina and Amy listened to Becky in wonder. They loved to hear the stories that Becky narrated to them. When it was time to go back home, Tina asked,
Becky, could I borrow one of your books so that I could read it tonight?
Becky bit her lip nervously. She loved her books so much that she would not let anyone touch them even at home. Becky refused to share her books with Tina and pushed her away. Tina felt very sad and began to cry. Amy got angry seeing her friend cry and shouted,
Becky, why can't you share your books with your friends? We will not play with you anymore.
Poor Becky. She did not know what to do. She went back home crying and hugged Mama and sobbed heavily. What happened, Becky dear? Mama asked the inconsolable Becky. Becky narrated the events of the evening to Mama.
I love my friends, but I love my books too. I don't like to lend my books to anyone. What if they don't take care of my books like I do?
Mama hugged Becky close and thought for a while. She told Becky to change for dinner, and together on the dining table, they prayed before they started to eat their scrumptious meal. Mama placed a bowl of pudding after that in front of Becky and sat beside her. Becky, would you have learned to read if your teachers or I would not have taught you letters? Becky looked up at Mama and nodded,
No.
Mama continued to talk. Do you know that books give us knowledge and it is a very good deed to share knowledge with others? Isn't that why we all respect our teachers? They read so many books and never shy away from answering the hundreds of questions that their students ask them. Haven't you also learned that we should share our things with our friends? Becky listened intently.
But Mama, Tina is never careful with her own toys. What if she tears my book? I don't mind sharing my books with my friends, but I don't think they will be very careful.
So why didn't you tell her that? Every fight can be avoided when we speak up what we feel. If I were you, I would have told Tina, I would love to share my books with you, but do you promise to take care of them? Mama smiled. Becky slept peacefully that night. The next morning, when she went back to school, she handed over one of her storybooks to Tina and Amy. She ran up to them and hugged Tina happily. Tina looked at the book and said,
Thank you, Becky. You're my best friend.
Amy also smiled and hugged her friends back. The girls read and discussed all stories together later that evening. The moral of the story is, always be kind. Remember, sharing is caring.
Books are our best friends because they give us a lot of knowledge and tell us about beautiful stories.
Sharing our knowledge with others is a very good deed. Thank you for listening.